It was a beautiful day for the Remembrance Day parade in Bradford on Sunday afternoon, with sunny skies and warm temperatures. The parade kicked off at 12:30 p.m. in front of PV Mart at Toronto and Holland Streets and ended at the Bradford Legion on Back Street, where a special wreath-laying ceremony was held. Mayor Rob Keffer, members of Bradford Council, MPP Caroline Mulroney and MP Scott Davidson marched along the parade route with members of the Armed Forces, Bradford Scouts, Girl Guides and veterans. Residents lined the streets wearing poppies, holding signs of thanks, and waving Canadian flags to honor and recognize the sacrifices made by those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. The Colour Party entered to the strains of the Maple Leaf Forever, and the Act of Remembrance was read by Legion President Tammy Paglia. Reverend Dana Dixon, the Legion's Padre, led the prayer and blessing. A wreath-laying ceremony was held. Due to COVID restrictions, many had been pre-laid prior to the ceremony. MP Davidson laid a wreath on behalf of the federal government and MPP Mulroney laid a wreath on behalf of the province. Bradford West Gwillimbury's Mayor Rob Keffer laid the wreath on behalf of the town. Woe, Ret. George Nielsen laid a wreath on behalf of the Canadian Armed Forces. Second World War veteran Brian Mallett laid the wreath on behalf of the Bradford Legion. Mallett walked the entire parade route with assistance from community volunteer, Gavin McLean. "Thank you for your service during the war," said Anne Sylvie, poppy chair, as Mallett laid down the wreath at the cenotaph. Jim Collier, who lost his son Sapper Brian Collier in Afghanistan on July 10, 2010, laid a wreath with his daughter and grandson. They were accompanied by serving warrant officer Matthew Cloutier. Wreaths were also laid for the Unknown Soldier, Ladies Auxiliary and the Bradford Legion. All in attendance stood for O Canada, for the Last Post, the Lament, the Moment of Silence and Reveille. Brave, selfless Canadians from all walks of life fought and died for the cause of freedom. It's because of their efforts, their valor and sacrifice that we enjoy the liberties we have today, said MP Davidson. The importance of their sacrifice has not been forgotten. MPP Mulroney thanked everyone for attending, noting how special it was to be able to come together for the annual parade after having to cancel last year due to the pandemic. "The Bradford Legion plays such an important role in our community. They help to support our veterans every single day of the year," she said. "They help connect our local community through events like this, but most importantly, they help to preserve the memory of heritage, local and beyond." She commented how proud she was to see poppies on everyone's jackets. "This year is the 100th anniversary of the poppy, and I know that Canadians will proudly wear them for another 100 years and beyond," she said. "Let us remember our heroes every day because they are the foundation that makes our country the greatest in the world." Mayor Keffer thanked the Legion for hosting the day's event. "We will remember the sacrifices of those who fought and came home, and those who fought who weren't able to come home," he said. He was happy to see many of the "thank you" signs lined up the streets on the parade route, a tradition started years ago by Bradford resident and veteran supporter, Francine Grennan. "We can thank members of our town, our community who took it upon themselves to make those signs, hand them out because it is a symbol of how much we thank the veterans to make our country the free place that it is." Free bagged to-go lunches were made available for guests after the ceremony in lieu of the traditional sit-down meal. The music for the ceremony was provided free of charge by Scaryoke Entertainment. Another small ceremony will be held at the Bradford Legion on Thursday, November 11 at 10:45 a.m. It will be live-streamed on the Legion's Facebook page here.